5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to your daily dose of facts to fight off the liberal gaslighting.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Folks, we got a lot of work to do. I don't only need you to get me elected. I need you once I'm elected.
No longer just who gets to vote or making it easy for eligible people to vote. It's about who gets to count the vote and whether your vote counts at all.
It's about who gets to count the votes, whether it should count at all.
Who gets to count the vote? Count the vote. Count the vote. It's about election subversion, not just whether or not people get to vote. Who counts the vote?
You just got to try harder not to suck.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, we're converting the Marxist left 1 hour at a time on the Wendy Bell radio program.
Welcome back. Hour three. It is official. You are dialed into the Wendy Bell radio program. Common sense, conservative values delivered by a mom. That's what we do here. It's not hard. The hypocrisy is just so ridiculous. I wonder if people look in the mirror at the end of the day, these people, and it's an endless list of people who just suck. I wonder if they look in the mirror and they're like, man, I am a lousy human being because I lie every single day of my life. I am the world's biggest hypocrite. Because that's what politics is. It's a game. It's not about governance. It's a game. And it's so gross, isn't it? Blech. Right? I need a loofah. So did you guys see the picture that Thomas Massie, the congressman from Kentucky? So last week, when they approved the $95 billion, thanks to 112 rhino votes on the floor, $95 more billion to go to all of these other countries, not to us, not to our border, not anything. Money we don't have, money that we're going to borrow from China and then steal from our children and grandchildren down the road to pay back if we ever even can. Because it's, I mean, ultimately the bill gets to be too big. We're going to give all this money to other places. And after they voted and it passed, Thomas Massie got a picture, a video, if you will, of all sorts of House members. I'm going to go with Democrats and Republicans, probably. Waving Ukrainian flags. Ladies and gentlemen, there should never be in the United States of America, in the House or the Senate, the people's homes, another country's flags. Because that means America is not first. Do you remember how you felt when Donald Trump said in 2019, and he was widely ridiculed? They called him crazy because he said there's a caravan of a couple thousand people marching up to the southern border, up to Mexico, up through Mexico. And we saw a video of them, and they were carrying their own native flags to come into the United States of America. And I remember Brock and I looked at each other. I'm like, now, wait a minute. If you want to gain entrance into a foreign country's land, you bring your own flag? Or do you say, hey, I want the American dream. I want it all. I want the red, white, and blue. I want the apple pie. I want the white picket fence. I want to do whatever I want to do. I want to dare to dream, and I want to go after it. You don't carry your Guatemalan flag. You don't march carrying the colors of Venezuela. You don't say, woo, let's go Cuba, as you're walking into the United States. They did. And we were like, you know, that's so weird. It's almost like everybody knows something that we don't know. Because that doesn't look like people who want to assimilate and love our country. That doesn't look like the people who went to Ellis Island and registered, right? This is a whole different ballgame. So Thomas Massie creates this video, he sends his video and puts it out on Twitter of all of these House members, whoa, waving their Ukrainian flags. Did you hear what happened to him? Thomas Massey faced a fine from House Speaker Mike Johnson after he put that video online of the Democrats apparently waving Ukrainian flags. I'm getting this from TampaFreePress.com. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has apparently gone full-blown Nancy Pelosi, at least temporarily. GOP Representative Thomas Massey said on Twitter on Tuesday he was threatened with a $500 fine if he did not take down a video he posted of Democrats waving Ukrainian flags after the House vote to send $61 billion in U.S. aid to Ukraine. This is what we all said no to. It's not even close. A plurality of Americans, when polled, say, look, we're all about helping people, but we've got our own crisis, and the crisis is created by the freaking Democrats. We didn't have this problem in 2020 when Trump was still in. What gives? Well, you know what gives. But for Thomas Massey to be threatened, to have somebody say to him, the sergeant at arms in the House of Representatives, getting his boxers in a bunch over the video that accurately depicts who our congresspeople are. They're in on it. They're corrupt. They're complacent. They're complicit. They're gross. Take it down. How is that American? How is that anything? He was allowed to shoot the video. He's allowed to post the video. There have actually been rules changes on the House floor so that there can be video and photographs of what goes on there. So this is the story. Massey said the threat came from the House Sergeant at Arms, some dude named William McFarland, who's responsible for security and maintaining order in the House. He works under Johnson's direction. Quote, instead of fining Democrats for waving flags, Massey tweeted, the House Sergeant at Arms just called and said, I'm going to be fined $500 if I don't delete this video post, Massey wrote. And he concluded with this, Mike Johnson really wants to memory hole this betrayal of America. Kind of fails that way. Even Elon Musk, who owns X, replied to Massey's tweet by asking if he could really be fined for posting the video. Massey answered, there's nothing that gives them the authority to demand that I remove a video from my congressional account. But they are. The Kentucky Republican, who's one of three GOP lawmakers seeking to remove Johnson as speaker, noted that House rules say lawmakers can be fined for taking pictures or videos on the House floor, despite the fact that those in power don't know if he actually recorded the Democrat celebration. Somebody else might have. Massey also pointed out that Democrats frequently post images from the floor, and he attached a picture of left-wing Democrat Jason Crow on the House floor smiling broadly and holding his Ukrainian flag. Massey noted that for the fine to be administered, he'd have to be caught in the act of posting the video. So yeah, there are some rules. This is what we have to be nuanced about. It's ridiculous. And he said, seems a bit creepy that the sergeant-at-arms would be on my X account 3 days later looking for an infraction. And how would deleting the video undo my alleged infraction of filming on the House floor? Of course, it wouldn't. And he said the truthful part out loud. The Uniparty is big mad at me for exposing them on several votes and for asking the speaker to resign. The speaker, his staff, or one of his allies in our conference is probably directing the sergeant-at-arms to do this. Well, apparently Johnson's had a change of heart. Isn't it stupid that I have to share this with you on a nationally televised and live streamed syndicated radio program? That we've got this tit for tat stupid crap going on in the House of Representatives when all of us right now are hearing, what are we hearing? That Joe Biden seems to be poised to, in the not-so-distant future, proclaim some kind of a climate crisis, which would allow him to wave the magic wand of emergency powers. And those emergency powers allow Joe Biden to, without proof and without cause, just to say, there's a climate emergency and it's killing us right now, force you into lockdowns or God knows what else. So according to only certain people in the House of Representatives, Democrats, they can do whatever the Sam Hill what they want. Is this sort of like the 44,000 hours of Capitol Police or Capitol surveillance video that Nancy Pelosi didn't want us to see? Is that what it is? They want only specific angles of January 6th shown. Those angles that show certain people behaving in ways that are unbecoming. But it leaves out the beginning of what happened as Capitol Police shot tear gas into the crowd and beat people with metal batons and shot at them with rubber bullets and flung their bodies off of the stairs leading up to the top steps of the Capitol. Look, we're seeing the ugly underbelly of men and women elected to serve us who have failed. They wear the lapel pins of Ukraine. The stupid lapel pin which shows the Ukrainian flag and the American flag connected. You see it for what it is. A money laundering operation. A new war machine. The idea that without our help, they're going to lose the war and Vladimir Putin is going to win. And he's the guy who tried to fiddle with our elections. The hypocrisy is stunning. Meanwhile, I could tell you right now about the 39 times Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg and Meta have meddled in our elections dating back to 2008. Or the 41 times that Google has. But Thomas Massie, dang you, take it down or else. Ew. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, it's Lib of the Week. And it's a pretty good one. It's a pretty good one. It's a white guy who hates white guys. Next. Don't miss it. You know, that's a great point. Brock just brought up in the commercial break. So video of congressmen and women behaving in their natural habitat, right? Waving American flags, or rather Ukrainian flags, triumphant that they've just squandered $100 billion more dollars that we don't have, that we didn't want to give them. Right? That we voted no against, right? That is something that is beyond the pale, that is beyond allowable to the House Sergeant in Arms, to the point that Thomas Massie has the threat of a $500 fine for posting it. But the Senate staffers recording having gay sex in a Senate conference room, you know what? Try not to do it again. Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? Well, apparently. So let's bounce over to this real fast because I alluded to it, so I might as well. One of my favorite sites, newsbusters.org. Newsbusters.org. Put it on your device, bookmark it. This is the Media Research Center, and they do a deep dive on the media coverage of this and that. Like one of these headlines today, at least 90% of TV news fails to call Trump prosecutors Democrats. Why would that be? Because it's all about nuance. It's all about semantics and creating the high school musical that we all have been used to. Did you guys know that Media Research Center, this newsbusters.org, has identified at least 39 times that Meta, Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook, has meddled in our American elections since 2008? 39 times. Do you think that social media companies squashing and putting down at the very lowest rung of search results the campaign website of somebody running for office who's a conservative, do you think that's a threat to our democracy? Do you think that's interference? Do you think that's beyond the pale? Because I do. Here are some of the highlights of Media Research Center's findings. In 2012, Facebook suspended a veteran political action committee, veteran, for a meme drawing attention to the attack on Benghazi. Not allowed to do that. Shut it down. 2016, Facebook censored then Democratic Party candidate for president Bernie Sanders and conservative topics and news. right? Are you guys surprised by this? Of course not. In 2018, Facebook censored multiple candidates for Congress and state legislatures. The Facebook removed ads for Senator, then Senator or Representative at the time, but now Senator Marsha Blackburn, Representative Matt Rosendale, and Michigan State Senate Republican candidate Eric Nesbitt. You know, we don't like you. We don't like your politics. We don't like what you stand for. We're going to shut you down. 39 times in 2020, censorship on Facebook exploded. The platform censored posts and ads from then sitting President Donald Trump at least four times, took down seven political ads paid for by the political right. And one of these ads, Facebook killed just over a month before the election in 2022. Facebook censored multiple gubernatorial candidates and candidates for U.S. Congress. We're talking GOP candidates, friends. So, Thomas Massie, you're not allowed to show us doing what we do. But Facebook is allowed to interfere in our elections again and again and again and five times more on Sunday. That's okay. You know what time it is, friends? It's time for Lib of the Week.
Time now for the Wendy Bell Radio Program's...
So love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal.
Liberal of the Week.
So you can tell I have some ire for the educational field right now. We have a lot of education talk in the show today. This is a teacher. This is a white guy who believes he's on the right side of history, teaching about, you know, how whites are racist and oppressors. This is the lesson he likes to teach his students. Enjoy.
You wrote, so if someone that isn't white hates on a white person based on their skin color, what do you call that? You're not going to like my answer. I call it justifiable. White-bodied people have conquered and colonized almost this entire planet. As a history teacher, I teach my students about the scramble for Africa, in which all of these European countries came together to decide which parts of Africa they were going to colonize. And then about the Age of Exploration, in which Europeans sailed over to the Western Hemisphere and committed genocide against any and every indigenous population they came across. And then I teach about the transatlantic slave trade, and then slavery, and then Jim Crow, and then the war on drugs, and then mass incarceration, and then about people that deny the experience of Black, Brown, Indigenous, and other people of color to this day. So you ask me, would I call a person that hates on a white person because they're white? I call them a reasonable human being who's just making decisions based on reason and experience.
Wow. With teachers like that, right? Who needs Congress? They're already getting it. White-bodied people. If you're a white person, how dare you? What? When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio Program, my friends, forget cruel and unusual punishment. January 6 hostage Jake Lang is suing the Biden administration. And when you hear what he's been through, holy smokes, it's next. So the CHOP zone at Columbia University, where squatters, where ne'er-do-wells, where professional agitators have invaded a college campus. They can do whatever they want. Law enforcement's not allowed on the premises. You do what you do. We'll work around you, says the president of the university. As people like Jake Lang, who the government tried to portray as carrying a bat and trying to injure police officers on January 6th, just recently celebrated his fourth birthday in a row, incarcerated. So Jake has decided to do something. You've heard him on this program. He's decided to do something because it's now become outrageous. You know, I think a lot of people compartmentalize the brutality, the inhumanity, the immorality, the dirtbaggery of the treatment of fellow Americans. We ought to have basic human dignity, even on our worst day. And that's not what is happening in the prisons in this country that are housing January 6 prisoners. And you need to know about it. Because people like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton can walk around scot-free. Joe Biden is given carte blanche, I'm sure it's okay, ability to enrich his family with zero mental ability and zero skills for the family to create the illusion of a family business that generated millions and millions of dollars for the Bidens. They're allowed to do this. But if you're an American citizen, you can be trapped in something. You can be locked up. You can be beaten. You can be mentally tortured. You can be starved. And it ain't no big deal. So I want to read this to you quickly because we also have a little bit of news regarding Joe Biden doing something with the border wall funds that I'm sure you guys are all going to love. This is a headline on the Epic Times. Like, I know, I've spoken many times with Jake. This hits home. January 6th prisoner sues Biden administration for violating his constitutional and human rights. That's the part that got me. The lawsuit filed April 19th in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia claims that Edward Jacob Jake Lang, currently being held as a pretrial detainee, he hasn't even gone to court for years. 4 years. Pre-trial detainee at the Metropolitan Detention Center in the Brooklyn Borough of New York City continues to be held and transferred in violation of his constitutional and human rights. He passed a milestone on October 12th of last year, crossing a threshold of being held in a U.S. prison for 1,000 days without a trial. He has spent 4 birthdays in prison without a trial as of April 7th. Since his arrest on January 13th, 2021, the 28-year-old Mr. Lang has been shuttled from one prison to another for more than 12 times, frequently by way of what he describes as a torturous punishment called diesel therapy, which is a repeated and often prolonged transfer of a detainee for no purpose other than to subject them to discomfort. During those transfers, his family photos, his letters, and all discovery records related to his case have been lost or destroyed. His complaint alleges that he's also been punished and subjected to prolonged solitary confinement for punitive reasons, at times for months, without a disciplinary charge even being alleged. He has endured physical, verbal, and mental abuse and engaged in hunger strikes to force officials to provide him with simple things such as a haircut and the right to see his family. He has been denied bond for over 3 years. Wouldn't it be amazing if our House members, instead of waving Ukrainian flags and spending our money on another country, would pay attention to what's happening right under their noses? While Jake's trial had been set to begin October 10th, it was postponed, pending a Supreme Court decision on whether the charge of obstruction of an official proceeding, which has been used many times against January 6th defendants, can be upheld. And apparently, Jake is being held in one of the worst, in fact, it's called the worst prison in America. 3 separate judges in the past 3 years have not allowed defendants to be sent there because the conditions are so bad. But for Jake, there he goes. I just wanted to plant that seed in your mind. I can't imagine if he was my son, because he's only a few years older than my oldest boy, who got ensnarled in something that we all know was a setup and a smokescreen and one of the worst days in American history. Because it went to show all of us, not an insurrection, but the depravity and the desperation of a ruling class to stay in power at any cost. And if that means rigging elections or stuffing ballot drop boxes, or it means arresting people, charging them, and throwing them away without due process, trampling their rights, then so be it. And all the other stuff that is allowed to go on goes on. It is vile. And it is despicable. And it's not the only thing I have to tell you right now. I don't know if this is breaking news. I mean, in keeping with where we've been in the show, with everything being breaking news, I kind of feel like it is.
Wendy Bell, breaking news.
Hell, CNN does it every day. I might as well. How about this Liberty Daily headline? Trader Joe isn't just refusing to address the border crisis. He's siphoning border wall funds for, quote, environmental planning. What does that even mean? Well, that means the money that we spent under Donald Trump to build a barrier, which is oddly successful in keeping out people and animals and fences, always have. Well, we're going to not do that. We're going to sell that material. We're going to use what other money we had to build the wall. And we're going to put it over to something that nobody agrees on. The climate emergency. It's a crisis. Pay close attention to the word crisis over the next several weeks, because it is a pivotal piece of semantics in the puzzle to control. COVID's gone. People are aware of the virus and how it was used and abused. Now, we're destroying the planet to such a degree that Joe Biden is going to possibly wave an emergency order wand. Here's the story. This is from the Daily Caller News Foundation. The Biden administration spent taxpayer dollars meant to fund a border wall to pay for, quote, environmental planning, according to a new report by the Government Accountability Office, the GAO. At the request of Republican representatives Jack Bergman of Michigan and Jody Arrington of Texas, the GAO investigated whether the Department of Homeland Security, under Alejandro Mayorkas, broke the law when it effectively blocked the use of taxpayer dollars to build a wall along the southern border. While GAO's final report clears the DHS of breaking the law, it did confirm that the Department of Homeland Security used congressionally appropriated funds meant for the wall to pay for what's called this environmental planning and efforts to remediate or mitigate environmental damage from past border wall construction. Are you freaking kidding me? What are they going to put in? Moving walkways? Conveyor belts? Sort of like that chairlift system and that bunny trail where you hold onto the rope and it pulls you up the thing, right? Is that how we're going to now expedite people and their efforts to get into our country more easily? Republicans on the House Budget Committee, including Bergman and Arrington, characterized the GAO's finding as confirmation that the Biden administration has spent taxpayer money meant to enhance border security to further its environmental agenda. You know, the environmental agenda is just like the COVID thing, right? You can't disprove what hasn't happened. So if you push a vaccine on people and the vaccine ends up being terrible, you can then say, can you imagine how much worse it would have been if we hadn't all gotten the vaccine? COVID could have killed us. It's the same thing. Oh my gosh, we don't have consensus and science about the climate stuff. In fact, most people who don't have their heads up their butt tell you that the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, which is something like 0.04%, is not moving. And quite frankly, if it is moving, it's making the earth a greener place. So we have to do all of this stupid stuff, money laundering operation, like the whole militarized industrial complex, the warmongering machine. Send more money, send more money. Who's broke? Oh, that's right. It's that 38% of Americans who say they don't think they will ever be able to afford a home. Well, no wonder, because they're being taxed out the wazoo. Somebody's got to keep the gravy train rolling, friends. And that somebody is you. And it is me. It is I. This is where we are. So pay attention to the word crisis. Because there's going to be a huge crisis coming up. An environmental crisis. And through that, Joe Biden will be able to do whatever the hell he wants, regardless of Congress. Quick time out. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, my friends, I mean, with leaders like Mitt Romney in charge, who needs enemies? Did you hear what he had to say about Donald Trump's hush money trial? This guy is a lawyer. He is a member of Congress. He's supposed to be impartial. Right. I got it for you next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. I think John Fetterman's onto something. I think he's concurring with the Washington Post that wackos like Mitt Romney should move over into other positions, sprinkle some of their, I don't know, malodorous self on somebody else, go over to be Harvard's new president. That would be so great. Because Mitt Romney, who's a lawyer, who's a member of Congress, guy's been in the Senate for a while now. He's been a governor. And he believes, ladies and gentlemen, without seeing any of the evidence yet, without it actually being presented in court, without even being in court, Mitt Romney knows Donald Trump is guilty. I mean, I'm not surprised that he would come out and say this, but I'm surprised that he would come out and say this. It's like, it's open season just to be as sucky as you are and not worry about the repercussions because there aren't any. So this headline from Breitbart, Mitt Romney renders verdict already as trial begins. Donald Trump is guilty. Well, with people like this representing us in Congress, do people like Jake Lang, do they stand a chance? Does Stuart Rhodes? Do any of the other January Sixers, does any conservative, does anybody in this country, Mark Houck, Catholic, Scott Smith, terrorist, for going to a school board meeting and saying, my daughter got raped. With leaders like these, of course we're doomed. Senator Mitt Romney believes that former President Donald Trump is guilty, something he stated clearly publicly, even before Trump's trial is really underway. Look, I'm not the most fair person in the world. I am biased as nuts. I admit it. I'm on the side that loves America. I'm on the side that believes in this place and who has worked hard in the 24 years I've been a mom to teach my children by example. What is so precious about this place? And we have somebody like Mitt Romney who just brazenly, because of his own ego, because he's gotten butthurt that he lost because he was a crappy presidential candidate, because he's a crappy Republican. He's a uniparty hack to come out and say he's guilty. Well, why do we even have courts? When asked by CNN's Manu Raju about the allegations that Trump falsified business records to hide payments made to star porn star Stormy Daniels, Romney gave Trump a guilty verdict. He said, quote, I think everybody has made their own assessment of President Trump's character. And so far as I know, you don't pay someone $130,000 not to have sex with you. That is so dangerous. I don't even need to read further to let that just kind of soak in. He doesn't have to hear any of the testimony. He doesn't have to hear that Stephanie Clifford's, aka Stormy Daniels, said they never had sex and signed a legal document asserting that through her attorneys. Mitt Romney's not interested that Michael Cohen was the one who wrote that check and that we know that Michael Cohen was sleeping with Stormy Daniels at the time and hatched this scheme. to try to bilk money out of Donald Trump and use it as a card. We know this. Mitt Romney doesn't care. He doesn't need to see the facts. How does somebody like Jake Lang have anybody hear his voice? How does Stuart Rhodes get convicted for 18 years? For doing what? Did he kill somebody? Did he steal from somebody? Did he rape a child? No. No, he was a January 6er. Who cares? Facts matter. Evidence matters. Corroborating evidence matters. Witnesses matter. But everything has been co-opted. When you have judges who are clearly conflicted, who have 19 different reasons why they should recuse themselves, who don't, how do we not lose faith in the very system that our country was founded on? That we are a nation of laws. And that those laws provide order so that you and I and everybody else around us can live peacefully. They've ruined justice the way Fauci and Collins and Walensky and everybody else ruined medicine and science. The way what's going on college campuses is ruining education. The way woke LGBTQIA plus indoctrination has ruined children and has set a dangerous precedent out there in middle schools, that somebody who identifies as a trans student somehow is a protected class, that they can do no wrong, even if it means bashing in the head of a fellow classmate. It's not a winnable strategy. It's not a plan that survives. And it's not a country that comes through on the other side stronger. And that's what's gotten me. For Mitt Romney, who has received classified briefings, who knows things that we don't know, to be able to, because he hates Donald Trump, because Trump got what he desperately wanted. He wanted to be loved. And famous. He wanted to be president. And he failed. This is dangerous. And I'm sad to say, it's probably the norm. Delighted that you found our program today, friends. And I hope you come back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Until then, peace.